If you buy the rhetoric coming from the camps of Jean Shaheen and Scott Brown, you might call this race the carpetbagger versus the Obamabot. The Democrats struck first yesterday at a Manchester event featuring a group of Bay Staters. Their message? Scott Brown's Senate votes hurt Massachusetts workers and small businesses, but helped the fat cats. Linda Harvey is a Methuen lawyer.
As someone who's seen Scott Brown's campaign before, I say this to you. Don't buy what he's selling. Scott Brown was wrong for Massachusetts, and he'll be wrong for New Hampshire. And that's the truth.
A few hours later in Salem, New Jersey Governor Christie, a potential presidential candidate and chairman of the Republican Governors Association, mocked the Democratic charge that opportunism is Brown's guiding principle.
Now that is an unusual trait to find these days in someone who is actually willing to go to Washington, D.C. But this is somebody who has seen it, and he's actually willing to go back there. That is a fighter, everybody. That's somebody who's willing to fight for New Hampshire.
Christie also echoed the Brown campaign's mantra that regardless of the issue, Jean Shaheen blindly follows President Obama.
Senator Shaheen is part of that partisanship. When you vote 99% of the time with the president, you really tell me I can't find anybody I agree with 99% of the time. I don't agree with myself 99% of the time, okay?
There is some indication that since last week's primary, Brown might be gaining ground on Shaheen. A CNN poll released this week puts them in a dead heat. A poll released yesterday by New England College, however, was more in line with other recent surveys, putting Shaheen ahead by 10 percentage points. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.